Well, hello, everyone. It's really a pleasure to be here. My name is Davida Becker, and I'm a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Southern California. And my title of my presentation today is The Role of Bicultural Stress in Sexual Risk Behavior Among Hispanic Immigrant Youth. And my co-authors on this research are listed here. It's a collaboration between USC and the University of Miami, this research. So I have no relationships to disclose. So as you all know, the Hispanic youth population in the U.S. is growing rapidly and is a population that faces sexual and reproductive health disparities in a number of areas. But we know that Hispanics comprise a diverse population and that sexual and reproductive health behaviors and outcomes vary across Hispanic subgroups with differences in factors such as acculturation and country of origin. So an area where there has been less research is on the determinants of sexual and reproductive health within particular Hispanic subgroups, particularly the group of first-generation immigrants. And this group may face unique challenges and risks that are different from those faced by other subgroups. So in 2008, there were 1.6 million first-generation Hispanic immigrant youth under the age of 18 living in the U.S., and the numbers are that this population is projected to increase in size through 2025. So one factor that may play a role in the sexual and reproductive health of Hispanic immigrant youth is bicultural stress. Bicultural stress is a concept that's also sometimes referred to as acculturation stress or acculturative stress. And it's a form of stress that occurs because of the acculturation process and also because of having to navigate two distinct cultural identities. And there are many reasons why acculturation and immigration processes can be stressful for youth. They have to learn a new language, they have to learn to function in a new society and to develop a new social network. And in addition, in the U.S., Latino youth may be exposed to new forms of racial and ethnic discrimination that they have not experienced previously. All of these types of stress are encompassed in this construct, bicultural stress. So the reason that bicultural stress may lead to risky behaviors and poor health outcomes is the same reason that stress overall can also lead to these outcomes. And that's because people often respond to stress by adopting coping strategies that can include harmful practices and behaviors. And also, stress itself can have direct negative effects on health. And the past research that's been done on this construct has found that bicultural stress is a particularly salient issue for Hispanic immigrant youth, but importantly, it also affects Hispanic youth broadly, who are also, many of whom are also navigating bicultural identities. So empirical research on bicultural stress has found associations with a number of negative behavioral and health outcomes among both adolescents and adults. And among Hispanic adolescents, studies have found bicultural stress is associated with substance use, smoking, drinking, violence, and also depressive symptoms. And studies that have been done with adults have found links between bicultural stress and poor physical and mental health. But to date, there's been few studies that have explored bicultural stress as a risk factor in the area of sexual and reproductive health. So the objectives of this research were to test whether bicultural stress is associated with sexual risk behavior among recent immigrant Hispanic youth, and also to identify other correlates of sexual risk behaviors in this population. Our data source was the COPAL study, which is a prospective study of recent immigrant Hispanic families. Adolescents and a parent or caregiver were recruited in Miami and Los Angeles in 2010. And the eligibility criteria for participating in this study were that the adolescent had to have lived in the United States for 5 years or less, they had to be in or entering the ninth grade, and their family had to plan to stay in the area for the duration of the study, which is 4 years. The participants were recruited from public schools in Miami-Dade and LA counties, from schools that had 75% or higher Hispanic enrollments. And adolescents were recruited from the schools from English as a second language classes or through the general student body. The data collection for this study is ongoing, but the study design is that there's a baseline survey and then 7 follow-up surveys that are spaced approximately 6 months apart. And thus far, 4 waves of data have been collected for the study. And all surveys for the study are joined using 8 CASI technology, and participants can participate in the survey in English or Spanish. Both adolescents and parents receive compensation for participating, and the study protocol has been IRB approved. So in this particular study, we analyzed data from the adolescent participants who responded to waves 3 and 4 of the study. And this group comprises 81.5% of the baseline sample. And when we looked at the loss to follow-up, we found that there was a higher loss to follow-up in Los Angeles compared to Miami, but we didn't find any gender differences. And the reason why we selected these particular waves is that, as you'll see, the baseline rates of sexual activity were low, so we wanted to use the most recent wave of data available to measure our outcomes. And the predictors we looked at just immediately, the wave immediately preceding the outcomes. So this slide shows our conceptual framework. We hypothesized that bicultural stress would be associated with sexual behavior and also sexual risk-taking among the group of participants who were sexually active, independent of other covariates that are associated with these outcomes. And we measured bicultural stress, as I said, at wave 3 and the outcomes at wave 4. So bicultural stress was measured using a 20-item validated scale that was developed by Romero and Roberts. And this scale was developed specifically to measure stressors that are experienced by adolescents growing up in bicultural contexts. So some of the example items include, I have been treated badly because of my accent, or I have to translate and interpret for my parents. And the youth were asked to subjectively rate the stressfulness of these items on a 0 to 5 scale. Or a 5-point scale, sorry. The internal consistency reliability of the scale was 0.93 in our sample. So the outcomes we measured were measures of both lifetime sexual behavior and also recent sexual behaviors. And we measured whether participants reported any type of sexual activity. And then for the group who were sexually active, we measured their number of sex partners, whether they reported any same-sex partners, and whether they had engaged in unprotected intercourse or had sex while under the influence of alcohol. So this slide shows the characteristics of our sample at wave 3. The mean age of the participants was 15.7, and our sample was evenly split between males and females, and slightly more participants lived in Miami than LA, and this is a result of the loss to follow-up from the baseline. And in terms of a self-reported ethnicity, 36% were Cuban, 33% were Mexican, and 31% reported another country of origin. So I wanted to share with you some of the data on the baseline rates of sexual activity at the first survey. And you can see this is relatively low overall at 14%. By wave 4 of the study, which is the 18-month follow-up, the percent reporting they were sexually active had doubled to 31% overall. And we found at wave 4 no significant differences in sexual activity by gender. But we did find significant differences by country of origin and also by site. And among those who were sexually active in this population, the mean age at first sex that they reported was 14.2, with a range from 11 to 17. So on the next series of slides, I'm going to share some data on the sexual risk behaviors of the group of youth who were sexually active. So please, as you're looking at these next graphs, keep in mind the denominator is not participants overall, but the subset who were sexually active. So this slide shows participants' reports about whether they had ever engaged in unprotected sex. And we found that this differed by gender, with over half of sexually active females reporting this, compared with just 32% of sexually active males. This slide shows number of lifetime sexual partners reported by those who were sexually active, and this also varied by gender, with 73% of sexually active males reporting this, compared with just 20% of sexually active females. And this slide shows the percent of sexually active participants who reported ever having sex while under the influence of alcohol. And this was reported by 20% of sexually active males and 9% of sexually active females. So when we looked at bicultural stress scores by these measures of sexual behavior, we found that there were some significant differences. So as you can see here, the mean bicultural stress scores were significantly higher for participants who were sexually active compared to those who were not, and also significantly higher for those who reported any same-sex partners compared to those who do not report this, and marginally higher for those who reported ever drinking alcohol before sex compared to those who did not report this. And in our multivariable analysis, we found that bicultural stress was significantly associated with five of the outcomes that we studied. And these outcomes were whether participants reported they were sexually active, whether participants reported same-sex partners in their lifetime or in the past 3 months, and finally, whether participants reported alcohol use before sex ever or in the past 3 months. So in terms of other significant covariates, we found that Cuban youth were significantly more likely to report being sexually active than Mexican youth, and if they were sexually active, they were more likely to report having four or more lifetime sex partners. Also, sexually active females were less likely than sexually active males to report four or more sexual partners in their lifetime, but they were more likely to report ever having unprotected intercourse. And finally, we found that familism was a protective factor, and we found higher familism scores were associated with a reduced odds of reporting four or more lifetime sex partners among participants who are sexually active. So to summarize our main findings, we found that bicultural stress was associated with some, although not all, of the sexual behaviors that we studied. And specifically, we found it was associated with any sexual activity, reports of same-sex partnerships, and reports of using alcohol at sex. And these associations suggest that bicultural stress may play a role both in sexual initiation as well as in the sexual behaviors of youth once they are sexually active. So although we found support for an association between bicultural stress and sexual risk behavior, the direction of these effects remains unclear, and it could be that these associations reflect reverse causality. So it could be that engaging in sexual behavior or having same-sex partnerships, which are both stigmatized, could themselves lead to increased bicultural stress. And in the future, we're hoping to conduct analysis with these data to clarify the timing of events and to test whether it's bicultural stress that increases sexual risk behavior or the other way around. And a possibility that is that both of these pathways are happening and that we'll find support for both of them. So some of the strengths of this research are the focus on the understudied group of recent immigrant Hispanic youth. Additionally, the study uses a prospective design and validated measures. And additionally, we explored the role of bicultural stress among youth who are living in two distinct contexts of Miami and Los Angeles. And the populations in these areas reflect different Hispanic subgroups who've had differing migration histories and different socioeconomic profiles. And finally, this study contributes to a growing literature on bicultural stress and health. So some of the limitations of the study are the small sample size, which limited our statistical power, including our ability to conduct subgroup analyses. Additionally, we faced retention challenges, and there was a greater loss to follow-up in Los Angeles than in Miami. And this is due to a number of factors, including greater mobility in the immigrant population in Los Angeles relative to Miami, and also just more logistical difficulties in conducting the study in Los Angeles due to the size of the city. And a third limitation relates to our measures of sexual behavior, which are based on self-reported data and may be subject to biases. So in conclusion, the acculturation process may be stressful for Hispanic immigrant youth, and bicultural stress may be playing a role in sexual behaviors and poor sexual and reproductive health outcomes. And we need more research to better understand how bicultural stress affects the health of Latino immigrant youth, as well as the health of other groups who are undergoing acculturation. And we also need better information about factors that may help to protect or buffer youth from the sources, negative effects of stress. So in summary, this research could ultimately help us in developing programs that better serve the needs of these populations. So thank you.